the night before Christmas, and all through the town, all the people were running, just running around, with details, with planning, with wrapping, with canning, with dresses and suits and fake spray on tanning. But back in his hovel, all up in a huff, Dr. Spruce had decided he'd had quite enough. "This season's a runaway spending addiction," he said to his cat with a tone of conviction. "It's all much ado about nothing at all. It's all about bad reason to go to the mall. It would be best to forget it," he thought to himself. "It would be best for everyone's emotional health. It's a big waste of time. It's a big waste of money. It's such a big waste. It's not even funny." But after finishing his rant and letting off steam, Dr. Spruce fell asleep and had a very odd dream.
Six months later, in Nazareth, a city in the rural province of Galilee, the heavenly messenger Gabriel made another appearance. This time, the messenger was sent by God to meet with a virgin named Mary, who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David himself. The messenger entered her home. He was very strange looking.
"Greetings, you are favored, and the Lord is with you."
The heavenly messenger's words baffled Mary. Baffled her, and she wondered what type of greeting this was.
"Don't be afraid, you found favor with God. Listen, you're going to become pregnant. You'll have a son, and you will name him Savior, or Jesus. Jesus will become the greatest among men. He will be known as the Son of the Most High God. God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the covenant family of Jacob forever."
"But I have never been with a man. How is this possible?"
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Most High will overshadow you. That's why this child will be known not just as your son, but as the Son of God. It sounds impossible, but listen. You know your relative Elizabeth has been unable to bear children and is now far too old to be a mother? She has become pregnant because God willed it. Yes, and in 3 months she'll have a son. The impossible is possible with God."
"Here I am, Lord, the Lord's humble servant. As you have said, let it be done to me."
And the heavenly messenger was gone. Mary immediately got up and hurried away to the hill country in the province of Judah, where her cousins Zacharias and Elizabeth lived. Mary entered their home and greeted Elizabeth, who felt her baby leap in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
"When I heard your voice, the baby leapt with joy in my womb. You are fortunate, Mary, because you believed when God told you what would happen, and you believed, and it will be fulfilled."
Mary stayed with Elizabeth in Judea for the next 3 months, and then returned to her home in Galilee.
Dr. Spruce woke up quickly in near record timing. "Such a strange dream," he thought. "It's not even rhyming. I wonder what happens to that brave, brave girl, Mary, all because of an angel. That must have been scary." He wondered and wondered and wondered her fate. He wondered if his dream was from something he ate. With unanswered questions too many to number, it took him a while to return to his slumber. But as outside the night sky kept on with its snowing, Dr. Spruce's strange dream just kept on going.
Around the time of Elizabeth's amazing pregnancy and John's birth, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, required everyone in the Roman Empire to participate in a massive census. Censuses, when Arius had become governor of Syria, each person had to go to his or her ancestral city to be counted. Mary's fiancé, Joseph, from Nazareth in Galilee, had to participate in the census in the same way that everyone else had. Because he was a descendant of King David, his ancestral city was Bethlehem, David's birthplace. Mary, who was now late in her pregnancy that the messenger Gabriel had predicted, accompanied Joseph on their long, 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 long journey. While in Bethlehem, she went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn son. Long journey. Valleys, hills, long journey. While in Bethlehem, she went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped the baby in a blanket and laid him in a feeding trough because the inn had no room for him. Nearby, in the fields outside of Bethlehem, a group of shepherds were guarding their flocks from predators in the darkness of night. Suddenly, a messenger of the Lord stood in front of them, and the darkness was replaced by a glorious light, the shining of God's glory. They were terrified.
Don't be afraid. Listen, we bring good news of great joy that will affect all people everywhere. Today, a liberator has been born to you. You will know you have found him when you see the baby wrapped in a manger.
At that very moment, the first heavenly messenger was joined by thousands of other messengers, a vast heavenly choir. They praised God. Try that again, heavenly choir. To the highest. Better. As soon as the heavenly messengers disappeared into heaven, the shepherds were buzzing with conversation. Right now. Right now. So they ran into town, and eventually they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feeding trough. After they saw the baby, they spread the story of what they had experienced and what had been said to them about this child. Everyone who heard their story couldn't stop thinking about its meaning. Mary, too, pondered all of these events, treasuring each memory in her heart. The shepherds returned to their flocks, praising God for all they had seen and heard, and they glorified God for the way the experience had unfolded, just as the heavenly messenger had predicted.
Sing together.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain born shepherds.
Dr. Spruce was awake again, up with a start. The dream sighting, it had captured his heart. A heavenly choir with a message from the Lord. The shepherds they heard, but the others ignored. Heaven is singing about this glorious baby. How could others not see it? Too busy, maybe? Too distracted, too tired, too action addicted. Just then, the good doctor found himself feeling convicted. Have I also missed it in the crush of the season? Have I also forgot the birth that's the reason? These questions, they rattled around in his head as the good Dr. Spruce put himself back to bed.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, in the province of Judea, at the time when King Herod reigned. Not long after Jesus was born, magi, wise men, or seers from the east, made their way from the east to Jerusalem. These wise men made inquiries. They asked everyone they saw, "The wise men came from the east." "Where's this newborn who is the king of the Jews? When we were far away in the east, we saw his star, and we have followed its glisten and gleam all the way to worship him." The wise men were coming a long ways, a long, long ways. Wise men. Oh, they're following the star. It took them a long, long time to ask the question about the baby. So the wise men asked, "Where is this newborn who is the king of the Jews? When we were far away in the east, we saw his star, and we have followed its glisten and gleam all the way to worship him." King Herod began to hear rumors of the wise men's quest, and he and all of his followers in Jerusalem were worried. So Herod called all of the leading Jewish teachers, the chief priests and head scribes, and he asked them where he grew. Tradition claimed the long-awaited anointed one would be born.
"I want you to go to Bethlehem and find the Savior baby. Bring the information back to me because I want to praise him."
The wise men left Herod's chambers and went on their way. The star they had first seen in the east reappeared. A miracle that, of course, overjoyed and enraptured the wise men. The star led them to the house where Jesus lay. And as soon as the wise men arrived, they saw him with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to him and worshipped him. They found him, and they worshiped him. They unpacked their satchels and gave Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are exceptionally good gifts, for gold is what is given a king, and Jesus is the King of Kings. Incense is what you expect to be given a priest, and Jesus is the high priest of all high priests. Myrrh ointment is used to heal, and Jesus is a healer. But myrrh is also used to embalm corpses, and Jesus was born to die. And then, just as Joseph did a few months before, the wise men had a dream warning them not to go back to Herod. The wise men heeded the dream. Ignoring Herod's instructions, they returned to their homes in the east by a different route.
Then let us all.
of our doctor.